just sick of loving. I thought you were the one, but I think too much, and I'm not proud of everything I've done, and I know I'm just a mess.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and that's a little bit of music from singer-songwriter Chantel Lightner. That's her song, Lovesick. She comes from the small Kansas town of Atwood, and she's on her first extensive tour that's taking her from Wyoming through the South into New York, and she's bringing her smoky folk to the Ward Plaza in Aberdeen tomorrow evening. She's in Nebraska today and joins us on the line. Chantel, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thank you very much.
Well, I understand you've been on the road since the 1st of May.
I did a tour in May and took a couple weeks break, and now I'm starting my tour back up for the next month. So,
now how difficult is it to book a tour? Are you the one that you have to book your own tour?
I used to. At this moment in time, I no longer have to do that part of it anymore, which is pretty fortunate for me.
So, have you been enjoying the tour so far?
Yeah, it's been great.
Any favorite places?
I would have to say I really liked Santa Fe and I really liked New Orleans, but every place has its own charm to it for sure.
Are you playing in places that are new to you?
Oh, definitely. Most of these places are new to me. I used to just play regionally around Kansas in Oklahoma, Colorado, Missouri, and Nebraska, as well as Kansas. And so being in the South and now going to the northern Midwest and up to the Northeast, there's definitely a lot of new places that I've never been. So it's been quite a ride.
And how do you get to the audiences? I'm assuming that most people are unfamiliar to you.
Sure. It's all about spreading the word and creating a bit of a buzz. And if people are into the specific genre that I do, then hopefully that they'll come out and see what it's all about. So,
do you have to do all your own publicity, or you have help with that as well?
I have a bit of help with that, but that's most of what I do.
Now, what's that like, you know, for musicians? Because you get into this business to play music, but then there's the whole other side of it. Is it difficult to have to do the business side, the publicity, and do radio interviews and things like that?
It sure can be. It can take up a bit of time. So trying to balance the music side of it and the business side of it. It's tricky, but can be done. It's not too bad.
Now, as I mentioned, you're from the small Kansas town of Atwood. Did you grow up playing music?
I did. My family is musical. My grandfather had a country western band his entire life, and my mother and my aunt would sing with him. So I sort of started doing music through my family. They engaged me, and I sort of just ran with it. So,
were you one of those kids that just couldn't wait to get up and sing, or were you just more a little bit in the background?
Absolutely not. I was very shy as a kid. I'm not really sure when that changed, but something clicked, and it just made sense. I knew I always wanted to be a performer, but as a child, I was definitely shy. I wouldn't say that I am anymore, though.
Was it the music, becoming more competent in music that helped overcome shyness?
Maybe. I think, yeah, I just love music, and so it made sense to do what I loved, you know. I was pretty young when I decided, like, it wasn't fruitful to remain shy and to hide the gifts that I felt like I had, so.
So it sounds almost like it was something that you had to force yourself to do?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that at all.
Well, you have your release, Indigo. When did that release come out, those songs?
Actually, it's coming up on a year anniversary. I put that out last year on June 29th, 2012.
Now, those songs, listening to those, they almost sound like they came out of a breakup?
That's what most people like to think about when they hear them, which I totally understand. But I wouldn't say that they're necessarily my breakups. You know, I'm a people watcher, and I love understanding relationships and interactions between people. And at the time, that was what I was seeing around me, and I sort of wanted to understand it, and that was my take on what was happening. So.
From observing relationships, does that give you any insight?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can learn a lot from the people around you, just honing in on those non-communicative cues, not necessarily a conversation, but sort of how someone physically is with another person, just as they're talking with someone. There are so many different things that you can pick up on when you're people watching.
Well, let's hear a little bit of one of the songs from Indigo. This is Take Me Away.
I found someone new. I hope you find someone too. I need something to take my time. You lost when you tried to conquer me. Don't you know the caged bird won't sing? You've worn out my sense of empathy, and I'll just let it wash all over me. Cage me. Take me home to your mama. Take me home to meet her. But she may like me too much. I'll break her heart right along with yours. Take me away from safe. Take me away from this life. I cannot lead a life so undefined. I've waited a long, long time. Thank you for letting me.
That's music from Chantel Leitner. She comes from Atwood, Kansas. The song is called Take Me Away, and she's playing tomorrow evening at the Ward Plaza in Aberdeen, and she's with us on the line from Nebraska. She's on the road. She's on her first really extensive tour. You know, hearing your voice, there's kind of a, I guess, smoky is a word that comes to mind. Is this just the voice that you've always had, or is it something that kind of developed as you developed as a musician and as a singer?
Well, thank you very much. I like that description. I definitely did not. I had, I guess, a little bit of a smoky voice, but it's developed as I've sang more and more. I grew up listening to a lot of soul records and trying to imitate that. So I think that's probably where the smoky soul tends to come from.
Well, I think that you're probably often put into the folk category because you're a young woman and playing with a guitar. Do you think that's fair, or is it just that people seem to need a category to put musicians in?
Well, I think in general, I think we try to look for patterns whether it's music or art or whatnot. So yeah, I would definitely say, I would say that my style of writing for sure is folk. I was influenced by Bob Dylan and Neil Young. Those are some of my favorite songwriters. But I would definitely have to say that melodically and musically, I gravitate towards soul. So I tend to say that it's more soul-infused folk.
So you take perhaps the more confessional perhaps side, or the more the singer-songwriter side of the folk, and then you mix that with the more earthy soul sounds that you
rely
on.
Yeah. Yeah, for now anyways.
Now, I read that you attended the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Yes, I did.
And what influence did that have on your music?
Oh, man. Being around so many wonderfully talented musicians it forces you to grow. You have absolutely no choice but to grow. So I would say it was a fantastic experience. It pushed me in a lot of ways.
So being around all those great musicians, your reaction was it I'm as good as them, or I can be better than them, or is it just you're just being around them and you wanted to be as good as they were?
It went back and forth at times. It was, when I first got there, it was sort of intimidation because I'd never been around so many amazing musicians. And then I realized that I could run with the big dogs, and that's what I strive to do. That's what I wanted to do. And even I feel when you're intimidated, I think it's important to try to rise to the occasion. It's just a motivator.
And inspired as well. Not, I use the word intimidated, but I'm sure it was inspiring too.
Absolutely.
Now, was there a point that obviously, I think if you attended the Berklee College, that you had a music career in mind? Has that long been your goal?
Have I always wanted to do music? Yeah.
As a career.
I studied songwriting at Berklee College of Music. And I always wanted to be a touring musician. There are many things that I would like to do in music that have yet to be seen or heard yet, though. So.
Maybe you don't want to share them, but I'm wondering if there are certain things that...
There are certain things, but I think those are best left unsaid at this moment in time.
Just concentrate on what you're doing right now.
Yes.
So, do you have time to write new songs while you're on the road?
Yes, I've been writing quite a bit within the last year. I definitely have. I'll be recording this fall. Is my plan.
Well, let's hear a little bit of one of your earlier songs that came out last year on Indigo. This is a little bit of "Love Is for Losers."
More than I do, love is for a loser. Love is for losers, and I don't know what I'm still doing here. I just can't keep holding on to you. Love is for losers. Love is for
That's Chantel Leitner and her song "Love Sick." She's playing in Aberdeen tomorrow evening. "Love Is for Losers," tongue in cheek.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to lose if you want to love anyone, you know. So it sounds pretty negative, "Love Is for Losers," but I always caution people that it's not as bad as what they think. You know, you have to be willing to sacrifice for love, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that's honestly what that song's about.
And it doesn't sound too dark, I think, or doesn't sound that negative, because the music itself is a little lighter. Is that part of what you were to get that message across?
Well, that's one of my favorite things to do. I think sometimes you tackle darker issues, or it's not really that dark, but maybe people don't want to talk about it. But musically, it sounds very upbeat and very happy. I like the juxtaposition of the two.
Now, you mentioned that you've got some new songs and you'll begin recording in a few months. How has your songwriting changed over the past year or so?
I would say it's bluesier and there's more rock influence. I've been writing with my drummer quite a bit. Her name is Jessica Baker, and she's out of Wichita, Kansas. And it's getting a little grittier, I would have to say.
So getting a lot more of that the soul influence that you were talking about.
Yeah, it's more soul, blues, and rock, and there's definitely some folk aspects, but it's getting grittier, which I tend to like.
When you're on the road on this tour, are people hearing just you, or is there a band with you, or a couple other musicians?
Actually, I'm traveling as a duo currently. It will be myself and then also one of my fellow Berkeley buddies. He's from Ann Arbor, Michigan. His name is Zach Cowden, and he will be playing lead with me. So,
now, as you're on the road, things have been going well. No big problems. No vehicle malfunctions or anything.
Not yet. Knock on wood. I pray that does not happen. It's been really great, and we've met a lot of really awesome people. So.
And doing a tour like this, important in helping to lay down that foundation to get your name out there so people know who Chantel Leitner is?
Absolutely. At least make them a little curious.
Yeah. Now, is your home base still Kansas?
Yes, it is.
In Atwood or somewhere else?
It's in western Kansas, but I am actually looking to relocate down to Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Yes, indeed.
Now, that seems like you mentioned being at the Berklee College of Music, where there was a lot of other great musicians. Certainly Austin, the same sort of thing?
Definitely a different vibe, but, I mean, there are tons of musicians. It's the live music capital of the world. So, I'm looking to dive in and see where I stick in that crowd.
Now, that's Austin, that's the home of South by Southwest. Have you performed there or attended in the past?
Yes, we actually performed this year at South by Southwest. We had a few gigs there. So.
All right. Well, Chantel Leitner, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and safe travels to South Dakota.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.